T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, it's all been exhibition games until now. The real league is about to start playing.
You joke, but it's kind of right. I mean, look, I love all 130 college football programs equally. I have to. I care about them all. Akron's money on betting is just as good as Ohio State's. But it's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. And that's kind of it. You know, just in terms of fan interest, in terms of site traffic, in terms of that, that's it. It's all Big Ten, all SEC. It's all you really need. And it does kind of feel like, okay, you know, look, there's a whole lot of bad things happening in the world and on Big Ten campuses, but for a couple hours, let's just watch college football and hope it's a little bit fun.
Pete, you know, obviously Ohio State plays Nebraska this weekend, and I don't know if the Big Ten powers that be decided to just screw Nebraska with their schedule by having to face Ohio State, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Penn State the first four games of the year because they put up such a stink when they were trying to get back to playing football. But, man, what a tough road for the Huskers here as they face Ohio State in week one.
Yeah, but they didn't really change their original schedule. And, in fact, they kind of catch a break because before they were supposed to go to Wisconsin, and now I believe they get the Badgers in Lincoln. So, okay, if you're going to play Ohio, if Ohio State was on your schedule anyway, it doesn't matter if you're playing in the first game of the year or last game. It's you got to deal with that anyway, and you got to deal with those other teams in the Big Ten West. I mean, you're going to have to play Iowa and Wisconsin no matter what. So, all right, you know, I get it, but nobody cares. Look, Nebraska, you wanted to play college football, go play college football. Look, Arkansas complained too. Nobody whined more this off, even more than Nebraska. No one complained more and threw stuff out like conspiracy theory and rigged systems and stuff when it came to Arkansas and its schedule. It's played well. It almost beat Auburn. You know, it's been able to get through so far. So, all right, Nebraska, be good at college football again. Go out there and hang with Ohio State and win some of these games already because you're Nebraska. You're supposed to be a national superpower. Go show it already.
We're talking with Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, let's talk about the game specifically. You mentioned Nebraska's going to go out and beat him, but we know that's not going to happen. Although, I say that, but I guess we don't know because...
No, you don't. And that's,
right,
it's been such a weird
season. So what can you expect?
You can't. I mean, that's it. Look, I try to deal with the lines this week. Everyone's guessing. I mean, these are just... Because, look, the idea of Mississippi State's going to go in and throw for 600 yards on LSU. Okay. The idea, I mean, talking with people again with Arkansas... The SEC world was like, this team's going to go 0-10. They're going to be double-digit underdogs in every game. And look, they're not. Look, the problem is these guys haven't hit. I mean, really hit. You don't get, you know, the cliche, you can't get into football shape until you start playing football. Well, they haven't played any football. And who knows what kind of shape these guys are going to get in. And that's what we saw in team after team to start the season. And everyone else is that everyone was sucking wind by the third quarter. So if you're Ohio State, get up early and just try to coast because you don't know what kind of shape your guys are going to be in as the game goes on because this is such a weird season. Like, again, if we were to talk 2 months ago, and I were to tell you that at this point in mid to late October, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, they're all just way out of the college football playoff chase at this point. The Big 12 is effectively done with the college football playoff chase. Auburn's awful, you know, it's one of the stars of the season, turns out to be kind of maybe North Carolina after last week's loss. I mean, just there's so many crazy parts of this season already. I'm not saying Nebraska wins this, but who knows? This has been such a weird season so far. It wouldn't be absolutely out of the norm. I think Ohio State rolls. I think, you know, that's the one part of this that if you're Ohio State that you kind of have to look for is like, yeah, this has been a crazy, weird, wacky season, but Clemson's been nearly flawless. You know, Alabama's defense, yeah, it struggled against Ole Miss, but that offense has been absolutely perfect. So the superstar programs have looked the part, and even Georgia, even after losing last week to Alabama, that defense has been good so far. Ohio State's right there. It's Clemson, it's Alabama, it's Ohio State. Now it's Ohio State's turn to show up and be like, yeah, we're pretty good at this thing, and go out there and win, you know, 45-15 or something like that.
Pete, does Ohio State need to win by a ton in these games because they play less games than the ACC? No, it doesn't matter? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think. I still don't. Like we've talked about this before, and I still am a firm believer. Go undefeated, win your Big Ten conference, and you're in the college football playoff. I honestly think that nobody else has really stood out. I mean, right now, Notre Dame is the number three team in the poll. Now, it doesn't matter until you get to the college football playoff rankings, but as a snapshot, Notre Dame is not the third best team in college football. If you watched any of that Louisville game on Saturday, that thing was just a disaster. That's a number three team. Oklahoma State is the sixth best team in college football this year after, you know, struggling against Tulsa and beating Kansas. No, it's not. So there's a whole bunch of openings there for the Big Ten to show up and shine. And it's almost like everyone's waiting for, okay, let's see what Penn State's going to do. Let's see what Wisconsin's going to do. Let's see what Michigan and Ohio State do. Because all of a sudden now you're going to have a flock of Big Ten teams that are going to shoot up because nobody else other than Clemson and Alabama have looked good enough so far to even be considered for the top three spots.
We're talking with Pete Fewtech, College Football News. You just mentioned Michigan there, Pete. Probably the game of the week, Michigan and Minnesota. It's going to be how's this for opening day? You used to opening day, even in the Big Ten, it being at least 70 degrees, at least 60. It's going to be 33 in snow, Michigan, Minnesota. That's football, Pete. I love it.
Oh, it's awful. I grew up
Come
there.
On.
My family's from there. And look, it's stupid. I live in Chicago. I live in San Diego. I love the start of the college football season when it's, you know, one of those 74-degree Saturdays outside. But you're right. It's football. It's Minnesota. That's what you're there for. And look, Michigan needs to show up and win this. Minnesota's good. They're not great. And Michigan does have to replace a whole slew of parts. But if you're Michigan, this is that game you got to win. Now, give Jim Harbaugh, you know, dog Jim Harbaugh all you want because he can't beat Ohio State or win the really big games. But he doesn't lose games like this. He doesn't. When Michigan loses under Harbaugh, the crazy fun says they've only lost one game under Harbaugh to any team that finished with fewer than 10 wins, and even that loss was to a good Iowa team on a walk-off Saturday night game. So this team just doesn't lose these types of games, but we know what Michigan is. It's going to be okay. It's going to be solid. But I kind of equate Michigan a little bit to like Texas A&M. We're okay. Texas A&M lost, but if you look at what happened, they got their loss out of the way to Alabama, and now the rest of the schedule kind of opens up because LSU's not all that great, Auburn's not all that great, and you can see a path where Texas A&M can kind of run the table. A little bit of the same thing for Michigan. If you look at its schedule, sure, it's got to play Wisconsin and Penn State, but we don't know necessarily what they are quite yet. So don't lose this game. Stay alive. Take your one loss to Ohio State along the way and win everything else.
We're talking with Pete Fewtech from College Football News. More with Pete coming up in 10 seconds here. The start of the college football season, Dustin, is this Saturday. I'm looking at it as the start of the college football season. Is this Saturday Ohio State taking on Nebraska? I'm actually excited to watch that game. We got Pete back.
I am, but I'm just kind of sad that they're not going to have a band and no cheerleaders and no fans.
Yeah, come on.
Weird.
Look at the bright side of things. Got the game.
I hear you, but I mean, pageantry of college football is at least let the band go. I'm so pissed off about that.
Pete,
can the bands go? I mean, that's ridiculous. Is Pete back?
I got you. What's going on, guys? Sorry about that.
I was just talking about how I'm pissed off the bands can't go to these Big Ten games. I mean, let the bands go. Add some pageantry to college football.
I guess it's a little better than the canned noise that you normally get from these things. But yeah, you have a little bit of pageantry or something there. I'm with you on that. But same thing. I mean, look, the fact that they're playing is still a minor miracle. Look, they shut down Michigan. The university is like, I have friends whose kids are there, got it, and they're trying to figure out what to do. You know, the school is basically shut down, but they're going to play college football. the fact that the Big Ten is just going forward with this, you know, look, for good or for bad, maybe for morale, if nothing else, just, hey, they're playing college football. And, like, when we were talking a couple months ago, I did not think that if things were as bad on campuses as they are, that this would ever happen. And, you know, from a sheer entertainment standpoint, all right, let's see what these guys can do.
Pete, I wanted to go back to last weekend against, the Alabama-Georgia game, which was a fun game to watch. I mean, obviously Alabama comes back in the second half and, you know, puts it on Georgia. But Georgia still impressed me. I thought their quarterback played really well in the first half. Do you think that's a rematch we'll see again? Because Georgia's, I still think they're kind of for real.
Of course, and at least once. They could play in the college football playoff, too.
Right.
But that's a team in Georgia that it's at least competitive, maybe wins that if they had a Justin Fields at quarterback still. Look, Stetson Bennett, at the end of the day, yeah, I kind of equate Stetson Bennett to like an NCAA tournament where you have an early round Cinderella loss, where it's like, oh, yeah, that's a whole lot of fun, but you know there's like an 84-55 game coming later. It's kind of the same thing when you have a fourth-string walk-on at a place like Georgia where, okay, he's going to be pretty good for a while, but you know there's going to be that 18-for-43 interception game coming, and that just happened to be against Alabama. You know, look at what you got. You got Mac Jones for Alabama, who's playing at a Heisman level. Guys like Kyle Trask at Florida is matching Joe Burrow's numbers for last year. Trevor Lawrence is Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields is Justin Fields. If you're a top five national championship contender like Georgia really is, like you alluded to, you got to come up with you got to have a superstar quarterback, and that's just not Bennett. So they got to hope that JT Daniels, the former super recruit for USC, is able to get his knee right and able to play, or that Bennett is able to elevate his game a little bit more because, you know, he is just not able to punch the weight of these other superstar NFL caliber quarterbacks.
Pete, you have to bet. You have to make one of these bets. Clemson scores 85 points or Syracuse wins the game. If you had to bet on one of those things.
It is part of my overall philosophy that if I'm walking into a stadium up 46.5-0, I'm going to take my chances. I don't care if it's my mom and 10 of her friends playing against Clemson. I'm going to take that. So many things have to go right for a team to cover a 46.5-point spread. Like, they could be awesome. Clemson could just totally dominate, win 50-10, and they don't cover that thing.
That's right.
You know, so they could be up. Like, last week against Georgia Tech, even, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, they got the over handle. It's 52-7 at halftime. They just sort of stopped. You know, they came through with a couple late touchdowns to easily cover in the 73-7 win. But there was a while there where the guys with the over, you know, were like freaking out late in the third quarter because, all right, they're up so big, they just sort of like, all right, we're done. And that might be what happens where they're up 35-0 at halftime, bench the starters, and then, you know, win 42-0 and you don't cover. So on principle alone, of course, I you know, 63-3 is kind of feels like for Clemson. But over the long haul, give me 46.5 points and I'll take my chance.
By the way, is there anybody out there that's going to bet Clemson in the under? So you'd have to lay 46.5 and be under 61.5. I mean,
again, I don't know if Syracuse can score. Offensive line for Syracuse is historically bad. It is at least we're only 4 or 5 games in, depending on who the team is. They have given up the most sacks per game by any Power 5 conference in at least the last 20 years.
Wow.
And, you know, that might be better over the long haul, but they're giving up close to 5 sacks a game. They got their starting quarterback knocked out for the season. They just have no running game. And now they have to go against this beast of a Clemson defensive front that just is going to keep coming in the backfield. So they might not score. Now it's just a question of just how much mercy you see Clemson getting if you want to hit that over or not.
Yeah.
Pete, is it rude to go up to put 73 up on a conference opponent? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
But they had their backups in. I know they're I mean, DJ Uiagalelei is going to be the next Trevor Lawrence, so it's not like they're replacing Lawrence with another guy who's not going to be the first overall draft pick 3 years from now. But you know, but still, if you got your backups in, run the regular offense. You know, just run things as normal. Let the kids play. Use that game for what you're to get ready for the future. Develop your depth. I'm fine with it. As long as you're not totally hammering it, as long as you got your second and third stringers out there, just let the guys play, and, you know, the score is the score. Like really, you're going to be that sad if you lost 73-7 as opposed to, you know, 60-7. A loss is a loss. I get it.
All right, Pete, we'll actually be able to recap a Buckeyes game next week, so we look forward to that. Thanks for joining us, man. Yeah.
Anytime, guys. You enjoy it.
All right, man.
Thanks, Pete. Awesome stuff, man.
College football news.